Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Torsten Brand, product manager for Nuance, or for Talks and Zooms for Nuance, and we're especially interested today in talking about touchscreen access for Talks, right? For the Nokia N97?
Yeah, so what we're showing here is the Nokia N97, which is a phone that has a touchscreen as well as a QWERTY keyboard. Mm-hmm. And we have implemented touchscreen support in Talks for Series 60 for 5th edition, which is what this handset runs.
Okay. So that'll work for any of the 5th edition phones that have the touchscreens?
Yeah, you can do it for the N97. You can use it on the, for example, on the Nokia 5800 that does not have a keyboard.
Uh-huh.
And it's about to be released around end of February.
Okay. How does your implementation compare with that of, say, Apple on the iPhone or Code Factory with Mobile Speed Touch?
Let's first start with the iPhone, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
We use a similar approach compared to the iPhone, which means by default, the way you're using the phone is you slide your finger across the display, you hear what is underneath your finger.
Okay. Can we hear that? Or?
And then you... But since the N97 or the Nokia phones currently do not have a capacitive touchscreen, you cannot do a multi-tap.
Okay.
So you have to lift your finger and tap to activate.
I see.
We do also have Talks commands, which is different from the iPhone.
Right.
So there is this menu key, so we use it as a Talks key.
When are you holding the phone right now? Key, or?
Huh?
Are you holding the phone right now, or is there one right here?
Well, I have one right here, yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure if we'll be able to hear it
very
well or not. Okay.
Okay. I can activate it.
Okay.
Okay. It's, of course, not very noisy.
Sure. Can you turn it up at all, or is that as loud as it goes?
Yeah, it is already turned up.
Okay, it's loud in here, so, all right.
That's the issue, yeah.
Okay.
So, what we do is, maybe you can hold the microphone there.
Yep, that's the mic right there.
So now, this is the menu. When I slide my finger across this...
I see. All right. It's moving through the menu options.
Yeah, and just moving along.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've tapped my finger.
Okay.
On when I was on messaging, it opens messaging. Same when I go to the soft keys. Yeah.
Okay.
When you hold this phone in your hand, you will notice that it vibrates whenever you reach an object. So when you
move,
you slide your finger across the display, anytime you reach a new object, it will give very short vibration.
Okay.
So this is of course very similar to the iPhone.
Sure.
We have Talks commands implemented. So I press the Talks key. So that was Talks followed by the call key, which is announcing the time.
Sure. Okay. Right, if you had a keyboard, all the same commands that you had before.
Similar commands.
Sure.
It's not exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still implementing a few ones.
Okay.
So this is different from the iPhone because they don't make use of the home screen, of the home button for such things.
Okay.
I think it's the advantage is basically you can still maintain commands.
Sure.
Like you get the, instead of having to find the time of day on the screen or the network status or battery status, you can issue the Talks command to get it.
Sure.
And I think it's much easier that way.
Okay.
So this is one thing. The other thing we do is we are using the volume keys for one-handed operation mode. So I can, so now on the window, I just go down the calendar.
Okay.
Go down the...
Okay.
Okay, when I open settings, I would simply... I can do it also with the volume button, so just hold it down. emulates a Serac key. Now I can go down here. Mm-hmm. And I can even go to window titles. Or I can go to the function key. So I just went to key 1.
Right.
Now I'm on key 2 and I can say, okay, I want to press exit. So. Okay. And I did all of that without ever touching the screen.
Wow, okay.
So we have these two alternative methods. There's nothing you have to switch between. So it's very easy to use whatever you prefer in a certain situation.
Sure.
And we even heard from sighted people that they sometimes would love to have the one-handed mode.
Sure, absolutely. Is this going to be, are you considering this a new product or is this going to be an upgrade for version 4?
Well, yeah, it's both, but
right.
it is, yeah. I mean, Torx version 4.5 mm-hmm. Will be an upgrade for the existing users. Anyone who can run Torx version 4 will get it as a free upgrade.
Okay, so if you've upgraded to 4, then you get 4 or 5 for free.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, okay. Even if you have upgraded to version 4 from a previous version, as long as it runs on your phone, 4.5 will work for free.
Okay, so basically anybody who purchased Torx after about a year and a half,
right.
A couple years ago, wherever it was, can get 4 or 5
that's
for
right.
free.
And on some phones that will really have nice benefits, not just for touchscreen phones, of course, we do also support the new email application and calendar on some phones, like on the N86, we have the email application.
Sure.
On the, well, like the E52, we have the email and calendar, and on some other E-series phones.
Okay.
We have this.
That'll be supported in 4.5?
Yes, they will be supported in 4.5.
And what you said, it's coming out in about a month or a little more than that?
Yes. Well, a little, yeah.
Sure.
About a month.
Okay. All right.
Not much more.
Sure, yeah. If people want to get more information about Torx or Nuance, how should they do that?
Well, they can go to our website, www.nuance.com, NUANCE.com, /Torx. And find info there. Or they can contact one of our dealers in the U.S.
Okay.
For instance.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.